A peer pastor is raising money to build a halfway house for women prison inmates. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Aaron Myros reports on how the pastor wants to help women transition from prison life to life outside.
Jack Benjamin is the pastor of Calvary United Pentecostal Church. He's also a volunteer chaplain at the state women's prison in Pierre. Benjamin is raising funds to build a six-bedroom residence he's calling the Center House. He's hopeful the facility will give a few women a fresh start.
There's statistics out there. 90% of the ladies in women's prison were abused as children. That's 90% of them. And all the ones I talked to have told me the same similar stories of the things that have happened in their life. And that's not to try to make excuse for bad decision making, but it's also to try to understand that, hey, these people are here because of a reason. And there is hope for them, and I just got a passion for it, and I've been had a vision for this. I've been talking about this for 4 years now, and it's finally taking root, and we're getting going on it.
Benjamin says his church and the peer community are all supportive of the project, although building a halfway house does raise some concerns.
Well, whenever you do something like this, there's always a concern in the community because people don't want a halfway house in their neighborhood. They're always fearful of, you know, well, what about these ladies, you know, if they go back to their old way of life and if there's a situation they don't want it in their neighborhood or, you know, those kind of things. And I understand that concern. But the good news is we're not in the neighborhood. We have our own block here.
The residence is planned to be built on the same lot as the church outside of Pierre. Benjamin is hoping by next summer to have enough funds to start building. Once complete, the facility will include alcohol and drug treatment programs and lifestyle classes such as basic house skills and time management. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.